Any questions in English? If you could raise your hand, please. Bill?
It's over here. You feel, based on the last week, you're kind of coming to your very best place at the right time?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I played great in Dubai, great again this week, because it's a tough stretch in a way. If you don't play well, there's a lot of time where you're either practicing, waiting, or just don't have any match play, which can be a problem down the road. So I'm very happy while I'm playing. Feel good physically. Obviously, I feel refreshed after the holiday and serving well, which is always crucial. And yeah, the racket's working great still, so I'm very, very happy.
Do you think it's frustrating for the young players that you guys aren't going away anytime soon?
I don't think for the young guys, maybe more for you guys. I've been here again since 09. Give me one shot, okay? No, I think they're doing very well, and you know, as long as I see progress, or they see progress, I think that's key. And with Miloš, I definitely see that. Then some guys are so new, like George, still need to give him a few years, but I think there's a next wave rolling in, and I think it's going to be good fun the next year or so.
You know, last year you guys had a great final against Novak. Can you talk about playing against him again? And
last also, year?
Yeah, you had a great final against Novak last year. And then also, can you talk about, you have the most titles here at this tournament, and if Novak wins, he'll tie you. Do those numbers here mean anything to you? I know you have a lot of records in your career, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think last year's final was great. I think we both played very well, came down to the wire, and get off a good start to the breaker, I think, and then he ran away with it. But he's tough, as we know. He barely misses, moves great, and, makes you go for the extra shot. And this is one of the great hardcore players we've seen, in tennis. So I, after losing so close last year, I was quite disappointed, even though I was happy how I was playing. You can't wait till you get a chance again to play him here, because gotta wait one entire year, gotta win another five matches, and finally in the finals again. So I think it's very exciting for both of us, and maybe also for fans to see a rematch of the great final from last year. So I'm looking forward to it, and I hope I can keep up my good play.
Roger, just wanted to ask about the final. You two were supposed to play in London last year. They had to pull out of forwards. Serena had to pull out of her match last night as well. Just wondering, going about how to feel
that and announce
it. How do you remember how delicate the situation was, and what you wanted to convey to the crowd at that moment?
Well, I mean, again, finals is different to semis, because there was a match here yesterday. Before the whole thing with us, it was basically the only thing going on, I recall. Plus, it was the last match of the season, basically, for the ATP. So. For me, that very quickly after Stan's match, I realized that it was not going to happen the next day. I still wanted to see how I felt in the morning, but when I could barely walk, basically, I knew, okay, it's just no miracles here till 6 p.m. So I called the tournament director right away and just told him, we'll get ready for, the plan B, whatever that is. I want to give them enough time to get ready, because I think it's important to have the right message, have maybe a plan. And he asked if I could do the on court and speak to the crowd, because that always, I think it's the hardest thing to do for an athlete, but it's most respected by the fans. And clearly you go nervous into that kind of a speech. Is good when you have a good guy on the mic. It makes it easy for you, to be quite honest. Whereas I had more of a speech than anything else. It's tougher. You get carried away, but it was just trying to make them understand how difficult the situation is for me, more than for them. Even I understand they bought tickets, but more than anyone, I wanted to play that match, and I never had to give up in the finals like that. It was unbelievably disappointing after the season I had. And you know, I was happy once I got it out of the way and the message was out. And so it was one of the more difficult moments of my career, there's no doubt about that.
Great.
Roger, how much do you remember about last year's final out of here against Novak? And would you look back on any sort of video footage to remind you what happened with that as you look ahead to tomorrow?
Yeah, possibly. Because clearly the conditions play the same this year as last year. Dubai plays different, I know that, but you can read into some of that stuff. Maybe also into just the last few matches we have played against each other, because we played five times last year, then now this will be the second time this year. So we've played each other a bunch now, which gives us a lot of information. I think it's going to be quite physical out there, even though Milos or against Sok or against anybody now I've played, you know, Burdich as well, the points have been kept quite short because you can do the 1-2 punch quite well here. So still have to think about exactly what does the surface allow you to do and what not, and then how much variation do I need to give or not. So I still have to think about all of that, but sure, that is also one thing I might do is to watch the video from last year.
Obviously, you're here to handle your own business, but when you play someone like Novak 38 times in your 38th meeting, do you enjoy these sort of legendary confrontations with the best of the best going into this, or do you just go into this saying, I want to win a championship no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, yes, you want to win the tournament. So you can't control who's on the other side of the net. So number one, that's the goal there, but then if it goes hand in hand, beating, you know, number one player in the world or a fellow top 10 player or you know, a young guy, or there's always something that adds spice to the match. And tomorrow, clearly, because it is Novak and he's the world number one, it makes it much more interesting in the process, clearly.
Roger, since last year's final, you've done pretty well against Djokovic and Dubai finals on 3 weeks ago, so how's your confidence level for the final?
Well, I think we're both happy playing each other. We're both playing very well, so this is a time to face off for both of us, in my opinion. Same as in Dubai, we're both playing well. So that's kind of the, when you want to play each other, when one guy's not feeling well, or one guy's half injured, or whatever it is. I said the same thing yesterday, if you have to face Rafa. So I like these big matches, and I've been playing so well, and I don't feel tired. Feel great going into the finals, and I hope I can keep up this kind of a level. And I know I need extra special performance tomorrow because Novak's gonna push you there to come up with a lot of great shots in a row, which is not always easy to do. So we'll see how it goes.
Pyotr Rakic, George.
Considering the winning wave you're on and the form you have at the moment, do you ever tell yourself, maybe I should play Miami after all?
No. I'm not going to miss the ski season for my kids, and I'm not going to change my schedule up. So that's going to stay as it is.
Roger, what would you say is the biggest key tomorrow? Is it your serve, maybe the way you move, to get the title?
I mean, I think tomorrow is a combination, because the surface requires everything. We saw it today. Today I have to defend a lot against Raonic, plus I have to serve well. At the right times, you need to return well, but you have to try to have an aggressive mindset. So I think that's what's interesting about the playing here in Indian Wells. You require a bit of everything, whereas maybe on faster courts, maybe you can rely more on just like outright, you know, dominating more with your serve and just going for 1-2 punches in the entire match and just putting pressure at all times with a quick court. But here it's not so possible. It's going to be more strategic. And more interesting in the process, potentially.
Last thing,
Roger, you know, you have a lot of great rivalries. Can you kind of characterize your rival with Novak compared to your other rivals, let's say Rafa and the older ones like Murat and the other guys? How would you describe this rivalry and distinguish it from the others?
Well, it was always overshadowed by the rivalry I had with Rafa in previous years, because I always played against Novak mostly in the semis for years. So, and then maybe I dropped back and they were 1-2, so we still kept on playing in the semis sometimes. But we did have some great finals as well. I look back probably at the US Open final, Wimbledon final now as well, the big semi-final match we played at the French Open as well when he was on that unbelievable streak. So we've played some really big matches and that have been a lot of fun to be part of. For some reason, for me, it's more foggy, the whole semi-finals we've played before during the Rafa rivalry, like, you know, semis in Rome, or there was a semis there, and I was like, we've played so many times in the process, you forget about some of them to some extent, but what remains is that, you know, it's always been tough against him. I've seen the rise of him, you know, as he's gotten fitter and more match tough, mentally tougher, and he became one of the best movers we have in the game. It's been nice seeing him do that, you know, and improve as he move along, because sometimes I wonder if everybody's willing to improve as much as Novak did. You know, it's been very interesting to see him figure his game out, and I'm happy that I can still hang with him, you know, I must be quite honest, because he's in his absolute prime right now, and I enjoy the challenge of him, or I hope he enjoys my challenge. So we'll see tomorrow, but I think it's a very dynamic rivalry. We have great movement. I don't think we need to change our games very much when we play each other. We can just go out there and play our game, which I think is quite cool also for fans and for ourselves, which is interesting.
Is it getting closer to being on par with the Rafa rivalry then?
It will never be it will never be the same, not better or worse, it just will be different, just because of the matchup is so unique for me with Rafa, whereas Novak's is totally, like I said, very straightforward, whereas against Rafa I feel like you can change everything when I play him. And I've played so many times against Rafa on clay as well that it feels different, whereas Novak feels much more been a more of a hardcore rivalry, whereas with Rafa maybe more clay and grass.
Thank you. Swiss Press.